Turn, if you will, this morning in your Bibles to John, the fifth chapter. John, the fifth chapter. Look at verse number 6. Let's read 5 and 6. Now a certain man was there who had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there, he knew that he had already been there in that condition for a long time. And he said to him, "Do you want to be made well? Do you want to be made well?" Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning. Lord, we just ask that you touch us at the point of our need this morning. And God will give you all the praise and glory, for it's in Christ's name we ask it. Amen. 38 years, a long time to be sick in any condition, a long time to be laying there waiting for a miracle and one not come. And yet in our lives today, we have some that are spiritually sick. They've never trusted Jesus Christ for longer than 38 years. What a terrible condition to realize that you've never trusted Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you're living in a life that could be over at any moment. Someone once pictured a lost man as a man hanging by a thread over the fire. At any moment, that thread could break, and you would be for eternally lost. Jesus knew this man's condition. He knew this man had an infirmity for a long time. Nothing's hid from God. And he asked him, "Do you want to be made well?" And his answer was, "Sir, I have no one when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me." And Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up your bed and walk." And immediately the man was made whole. He took up his bed and walked the same day, was on the Sabbath. I want to call your attention to some things this morning about this scripture, about the question, "Do you want to be made well?" We see in this passage of scripture a seeking Savior, a selfish world, and a simple salvation. I want you to understand that a seeking Savior. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is always seeking those whom he may save. "For God so loved the world," the Bible says. God didn't have to, but he so loved you and I. He so loved his creation that he knew that mankind would be eternally lost in a place called hell, hanging over the fires of judgment. And he so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, his only son, to die on the cross that we might not have to face eternal punishment and judgment, that we might be saved. You're here this morning, and we have a seeking Savior, one who wants you to come, one who wants you to give up your old life and put on a new life in Christ Jesus. And that's the Master's way. God always singles out man from the crowd that's hopeless and helpless in a condition like this man was. He had no help, no hope whatsoever to get into the water for 38 years. You would think he might be able to beat the others, but everybody stepped over him. Everybody ignored him. Everybody beat him to the pool that they might be healed. Jesus Christ took notice of this man. Jesus Christ takes notice this morning of your life and my life. He wants us to be made well. I don't know about you, but in 1975, I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I surrendered my will to God's. I said, "Lord, I'm tired of the sinful life that I am living. I'm tired of the monotony of just going to church, Have you ever had that? I don't know about you, but I'm like, I grew up in church. When I was just like these little kids, I was in church. My daddy was a music director, and back then they called them song leaders. We didn't have a music director, Brother Teddy. We just had some guy that come up and lead song service. Daddy could carry a fairly good tune. And I came to church. I came to church every Sunday morning, every Sunday night, and every Wednesday night. But that did not save me. I was a religious type young man. I went to Bible study. I learned the books of the Bible forward and backwards. Man, I thought going to church was where it was all at. Well, if you're in a town like Recklow, Texas, on Sunday morning, everybody is at church. So it's all about the church there, and we went there every Sunday morning. But I was just as lost. I turned 21, and I was lost without Christ in my life. I didn't know Jesus Christ personally. I knew all about him. You may be here this morning, and you know all about Jesus Christ. You've heard the stories about Moses. You grew up in church, but you do not have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. You see, I tried to be good. I tried to do all the things that I was told I was should, but I was still lost without Christ. I had no one to help me, seem like. I was hopeless as this man, and then there was Jesus. He spoke to my heart one Sunday and told me, said, "You need to trust me. You're tired of fighting the same old fight. Won't you simply trust me as your Lord and Savior?" And oh, I thank God we have a seeking Savior. He sought me out when I was a stranger. And oh, how he changed my life that morning when I simply surrendered to him. Oh, I still sinned. I still did things that was displeasing. But you know, he was there to help me through those things. And the Lord began to work in my life. The Lord began to chip away every little thing that didn't look like him. Oh, it took a while. It's still a work of progress. Man, he'll be working on me to now till he calls me home. But that's all right. That's all right. Let him work. I want to be more like the Master, more like Jesus every day. And I want you to do that because you have a seeking Savior this morning. Do you want to be made well? He asked the guy. Do you really want what I have to offer you? See, the man thought, well, if I can just get in the water. Jesus said, the water's not going to do you any good. That's just a religious thing that people do. They had a belief that, oh, if you could get into the water while the angel was there, you would be made well. But God says, you know, I got something that's far better. I got something that's greater. Our Lord is a seeking Savior that comes this morning to you wherever you might be. Somebody told me one time, well, preacher, you just don't know my life. I don't know your life, but God does. God knows every sin that you've ever done. He wants to wash them clean this morning. But we sometimes, like this man, we let the religious rites and stuff get in the way. We say, oh, but I've gone to church. I even give to the church. It doesn't matter. If you do not have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, let me ask you, do you want to be made well this morning? Then there's a selfish world. Our world is a selfish place, isn't it? All these people, he had been laying there for 38 years. Imagine day after day wanting somebody to put him into the water, wanting somebody to help him. But he says, I have no man that will help me. You see, he's revealing his helplessness in the face of a selfish world. I have nobody to put me into the pool. in the vast crowd, there was not one single person that cared enough about this man. Isn't that kind of a selfish world? You know what's kind of a selfish world we live in today? Some people don't care about the world. Some people don't care about people dying and going off to eternity lost. But our Lord does. Our Lord and Savior cares this morning. You see, he said, man, all your waiting and hoping and trying to get into the water, I want you to come. Take up your bed and walk. Man, Jesus had the cure. Let me tell you something this morning. Jesus loves you. He cares for you. You may be sitting there and you're thinking, nobody cares about me. Well, let me tell you something. They may not, but Jesus does. He died for you. Somebody told me this morning that verse of Scripture, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that if you put your name there, if you would ask him, if you would come to him, he would make you whole. You see, Jesus Christ cures the soul. The outside, we get sick, don't we? Man, we die. That's part of life. We have trouble. Listen to what the psalmist said. I looked on my right hand and beheld, but there was no man that would know me. No refuge failed me. No man cared for my soul. No man cared for my soul, but Jesus did. Jesus came, and he said, whosoever calleth upon me, I will make whole. Oh, we put our faith in legends like this man did. We put our faith in religious superstitions. We talk about, oh, if I can only be baptized, I'll be saved. It's not baptism that saves you. Oh, if I could only do this or do that. You can't do this and do that to get into heaven. All you need is Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. What a lovely name. Jesus. Jesus appears in the midst of our selfish world. And he's a Savior like no other Savior. Oh, let me tell you something. He loves you in spite of whatever you've done. Man, I just thank God that he saved me. Somebody asked, you know, what do you got to be thankful for? I know Jesus. I know Jesus. You know, that's all I need to be thankful for is Jesus, friend. If you don't know him this morning, would you come to him? He says, do you want to be made whole? Do you want to be made well? Jesus had something that no person could offer. No religious observance, no mysterical rite could ever have. He said, all you have to do, man, is take up your bed and walk. You don't need to get in that water. What was he saying? You put your faith in me. What a simple salvation we have this morning. It's so simple. Some people say, well, I don't understand salvation, so therefore, I'm not going to get saved until I can understand it. Let me tell you something. You'll never understand it. Salvation is just something that is so simple that God gave us. I don't know why he loves us so much. We have abused, we have rejected, we have cursed him, we've stoned him, we spit upon him, and yet when he was dying on the cross, he said, Father, forgive them. I don't understand how you can do that. But he said, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Now, that's not like us, is it? Uh-uh. Somebody does me wrong, I want to get back at them. Amen? Some of you are honest. That's the old human nature. I don't understand how God can give us, but it's God's love. It's God's mercy. It's God's grace. We don't deserve it. And yet he says, if you will just obey me, if you will just follow me, if you will just surrender your life to me, I will give you eternal life. So simple. Jesus gives us the power. Jesus gives us the power to live the life that he commands. I can't do it on my own. Every morning you have to get up and put on the whole armor of God. Every morning you have to pray. Every morning you have to live with your eyes focused on him. Or guess what? You'll trip and stumble. You'll trip and fall. Jesus says, just do what I command. You know what that man did? He got up. You realize how much faith it took for him to do that? He'd been laying there for 38 years. He probably thought, fella, if I could get up, I'd have got in the water. But nevertheless, at Jesus' command, he gets up and walks. Now everybody that has watched him lay around the pool is watching him now walk around praising God. Perfect and complete. Let me tell you something. When Jesus Christ saves you, he does an awesome work in your life, my friend. The one who could not walk now is walking rapidly around, letting everybody know what a transformation is made in his life. Let me tell you something. The moment I trusted Jesus Christ by faith and I stepped out by faith and came to him, he gave me a new life. He gave me his spirit inside. I was a new creature in Christ. You can be a new creature in Christ this morning if you really want Christ to come into your life. If you'll ask him, Lord, I realize I'm hopeless, I realize I'm helpless, but I want you to come into my life this morning. I want you to change me. I want you to do a work of grace in my life. God says, I will do that. He came into my life. He changed my life. And oh, what a great life it's been. Somebody said sometime one time, well, you preachers don't have any fun. Man, Christian life is a great life. It's a fun life. No, I don't see any fun about living in sin. You know, the Bible says sin might be a pleasure for a season, but at the end, the wages is death. Death. Eternal separation. Oh, when I see a young person living in the world that's fighting God and doing the things against God, I'm thinking, oh man, if you just knew what you're doing to yourself. But they're blind. And listen, folks, we need to get the word out that Jesus is the way of life. He can give you real life, meaningful life. You may be like the man there this morning. You've been lost for a long time. You know, it doesn't matter if you're young or you're old. Lost is lost. You're without Christ. You're without Christ. But God so loved you this morning that he wants you to come to him. You're in your separation from God. You're sitting there. You're hopeless and you're helpless. But this morning he says, do you really want to be made well? You see, some of you don't, do you? Some of you are happy just to continue to live a life in sin. But let me tell you something. If you leave here and you die, you'll wish you had have come to Christ. There's no second chance. I don't care what some people say. There's no second chance. This is all you have. The Bible says today is the day of salvation. If you miss it, it may be lost for all eternity. You're like that man dangling on that thread above eternity. Do you want to be made well this morning? Simple faith in Jesus Christ. He's seeking you this morning. He's an unselfish Savior. He wants all to come. Whosoever will may come. All you have to do is say, Lord, I realize I'm lost. I realize I'm a sinner. I want you to come into my life. And then by faith, just make it public. All I'm going to ask you to do is come to the front and say, preacher, I want Christ to come into my life. I'm not going to embarrass you. I'm going to pray with you. And I'm going to rejoice with you. And the church will rejoice with you. Your friends will rejoice with you. Maybe you're a teenager. Maybe you're an adult. Your children will rejoice that their mother or father has come to know Jesus Christ. Would you come this morning? I'm going to give a verse or two of invitation in just a moment. If you're here and you want Jesus Christ as your life, in your life, all you have to do is come. He's seeking you this morning. Maybe you're here and you've been born again. You're saved, but listen, you haven't been obedient to Christ. You've got sin in your life. You need to confess it. Would you just come and kneel at the altar and say, Lord, I know I'm saved, but I haven't been living for you like I should. Would you take me where I'm at, pick me back up, and get me going again? Oh, he will. He will. If you want him to. Maybe you're here and you're looking for a church home, and this is the place God has led you. Would you come? I'll be glad to share with you just a moment and let you sit down and fill out a card, and that's all I'm going to do. But you have to do it. Will you be made well today? Heavenly Father, I thank you so much that we can come to this point knowing that you are a seeking Savior. Lord, unselfish in everything, just wanting us to have the best, abundant life that you offer. Lord, if there's someone here today that needs to make a decision, one way or the other, would you let them come? For it's in your precious name, the name of Jesus, we ask these things. Amen.